Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, we're talking to Professor David Schultz of Hamline University about the impeachment process. As I said, you know, going into that break, we are all super busy. This thing is happening so fast. What is the timeline looking like to you?
Well, I first off thing to say, I blew the timeline because I thought this wasn't going to happen if a vote was going to occur until clearing the holidays for exactly the reason that you're saying, is that part of the impeachment process being on television and being on radio is to educate the American public about what's going on. And as you know, many listeners know, between roughly what, Thanksgiving and the New Year, we're busy with holiday, friends, all kinds of stuff. And so it's surprising me. But it's looking like, after watching Nancy Pelosi's press conference earlier this week, that she's putting Jerry Nadler, who's the chair of the House Judiciary Committee, on fast track. And I suspect we're going to see, within a couple of weeks, articles of impeachment drafted. Now, whether or not they're going to vote on them before Christmas, I don't know. But what I'm sort of thinking at this point is that in the next week to 10 days, we have the actual articles drafted, and it could be anywhere from one to, I don't know, I'm going to guess probably between one and about four or five articles of impeachment. For Clinton, it was three articles of impeachment. For Nixon, it was also three. So I'd put it in that range there. House Judiciary Committee would then have to vote on those articles of impeachment. Then it would have to go to the entire House of Representatives, of which it would have to require a majority vote. It's possible it could happen before Christmas or before the New Year, but that's an incredibly tight deadline, because also Congress needs to worry about what? Some spending bills and getting some other work done. I'm still guessing that, you know, within the next few weeks at this point, but if it did get pushed to just a little bit past the beginning of the year, given what I'm sort of seeing at this point, I wouldn't be surprised. And by the way, that's just the impeachment process in the House. And just because somebody's impeached in the House, president's impeached in the House, doesn't mean he's removed from office. There would then have to be a Senate trial.
Right. And I was watching a report, I think on CBS, where the Capitol Hill correspondent Nancy Cordes was saying that the Senate basically has the month of January blocked off on their calendars for this trial.
Yeah, that was a very good report, by the way. I saw that news item also. It was really excellent. And it's really at this point, I'm hearing about the month of January blocked for it, but I think there's some strategic considerations now that Mitch McConnell can make. And keep in mind, a critical date, February 3rd. February 3rd are the Iowa caucuses, of which then you're going to have the New Hampshire primary a week later, Nevada caucuses, and then Super Tuesday, including Minnesota, on March 3rd. And the reason why I mention that is that I would not be surprised if the timing for the impeachment process, or rather the trial in the Senate, assuming the president is impeached, is set up in a way that comes into conflict with at least one of those major events. And at this point, we have, we've got Amy Klobuchar. We counted out five Democrat senators who are running for president of the United States. And during the trial in the Senate, they would essentially be locked down to being in the Senate as opposed to out campaigning. And so this is going to potentially have a major impact, or potential major impact, on the senators who are Democratic presidential candidates. And just bring it home to Amy Klobuchar, that it would basically require her, depending on the timing, instead of being in Iowa campaigning, to be where? To be in the Senate doing a trial.
Would the Senate Judiciary Committee have a larger role? Would they have a sort of enhanced role? Would it go to them first, or would it just go directly to the whole Senate?
It would go directly to the Senate. Now, the U.S. Supreme Court in a famous case. This is not Richard Nixon. It was a federal judge, Nixon versus the United States. And federal judges can also be impeached. And he complained that his trial in the Senate occurred before the Senate Judiciary, and then it went to the Senate for a full vote. And the Supreme Court said, you know, Senate can do whatever they want.
Now, the reason I ask is Senator Klobuchar is on the Judiciary Committee. As is Senator Booker.
Exactly.
Kamala Harris is on the Judiciary Committee, but she dropped out this week. So I think that might leave just four senators.
That's right.
Senator Klobuchar, Senator Sanders, Senator Warren, Senator Booker.
You're right.
There's still an awful lot of people running, folks.
That's what I'm saying is I'm losing track on my toes at this point. But no, the Senate Judiciary wouldn't necessarily have a larger role, especially with the presidential trial. It's going to go to the entire Senate, no doubt.
Which means,
regardless of it, is that, again, speaking of our Senator, Senator Klobuchar, she's going to be busy. And I don't think this is going to be a trial that takes place like in, 24 hours. It's probably several weeks, because if we look at the Clinton trial, as an example, that actually lasted several weeks because you had some testimony taken. Then what you had is some recess to allow for more gathering of information. You had time for deliberations, et cetera, et cetera. So I could see this as a trial that drags out, conceivably 3, 4, 5, maybe 6 weeks. Again, not every second is being consumed by the trial, but certainly a substantial portion of their work would be, at a time when, somebody like Amy Klobuchar or a Cory Booker or Elizabeth Warren or a Bernie Sanders wants to be doing what? Hitting the campaign trail.
Right. Although it does give them a platform in which people will be approaching them with microphones, wanting to hear from them more so than a Joe Biden who's not in the Senate anymore, or a Mike Bloomberg or Pete Buttigieg. So in some ways, it might give them an awful lot of attention at a critical moment.
It could. And this is the part that we don't know how it plays out at this point. Does it give them more opportunity? Or at the same time, think about it now. If this were really a criminal trial, we're certainly not going to let jurors comment on the trial as it's going on. They have to weigh the evidence.
Oh, that's true.
So
interesting.
So even though this is not a criminal trial, but still at this point, you have to have the senators who are essentially sitting as a combination judge and jury listening and deliberating. And I'm not sure how this plays if, let's say, one of the senators, while testimony is being taken, while the trial is going on, they're commenting in the process to the public, especially if they've reached a conclusion and said that, he's guilty. So I think there's potential political risks in this that may make it difficult for senators to be able to do this kind of commentary, on top of which there are Senate rules regarding the trial process that places significant limits on senators doing this type of activity.
Wow. All right, listen, we have to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll give you some weather, and it's an important weathercast. There's a lot going on. It's going to be very cold, and we do have some snow coming in our forecast. And then afterwards, we'll continue this conversation with David Schultz. Want to ask him about the economic numbers that came out. Were very, very good. The president is justifiably, beating his chest over this, saying, hey, this is great. It would be even better without the impeachment. Is this kind of great economic news, if it continues, is that enough for the president to win re-election? In past years, obviously, they haven't been facing an impeachment, but generally speaking, when the economy is doing as well as it is right now, I know not everybody is getting that benefit, but generally, that's a pretty good thing for somebody trying to run for office. So keep it here, folks. News Talk 830.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.